Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this evening comes from John 19, verses 26 and 27, which reads, "When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home." You may be seated. The fourth word from the cross is a word of compassion. "Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother." At this point, the disciples had fled in fear. The only ones to remain are Mary, Jesus' mother, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary's sister, Mary Magdalene, and John, the disciple whom Jesus loved. These four remain near the cross, keeping vigil. No mother ever expects to see her child die. This is quite out of order, since it is the mother, since children are supposed to bury their mothers, not mothers bury their children. Years prior to this day, Mary presented Jesus at the temple. There, Simeon had told Mary that a sword would pierce her own soul. Did she realize at this time what those prophetic words meant? How must have grieved the mother of our Lord to see her son dying on the cross? What mother could bear such a sight? Could she have imagined such things that glorious night in Bethlehem? Or the day that Jesus turned water into wine at the wedding of Canaan? Could she have understood why all of this was necessary to save the world, to save her? John, Jesus' best friend, is there too. Who could bear to watch his best friend die such a horrible death? John, who had leaned on Jesus the night before at the table, now stares up at the bloody cross against the blackened sky. It was all so confusing. It was not the way this was supposed to go. They had ridden into Jerusalem with shouts of "Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest!" and the waving of palm branches. Jesus had entered the city as the king that he was. It was this moment the crowds were with him. And now it all comes down to this. Here, Jesus is broken, bleeding, beaten, and dying. John's heart too must have been broken as he stood there utterly helpless, unable to help his best friend. From the cross, Jesus looks with compassion on his friend, whom he loved, and upon his mother, the gentle woman who bore him, who nursed him and nurtured him, and raised him from boyhood in Nazareth. Some believed that Joseph had long since died. Because of this, Jesus had cared for his mother as her firstborn son. Now, in a singular, intimate moment, he entrusts his beloved mother to his beloved disciple. "Woman," he says, addressing her with honor and respect as he always did. He never called her mother in Scripture, though she was his mother. Instead, he calls her woman, emphasizing that she has no special status as his mother, yet she is accorded full respect and honor. "Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother." As Jesus is the surrogate sinner, so now John is the surrogate son. Such compassion Jesus had that even in his dying breath, he cares for the needs of his mother. From that time on, John took her into his home. Jesus also places us into families, into communities. He gives us to one another that we may be sons and daughters, mothers and fathers for one another. One time, when Mary and the disciples were concerned by the claims Jesus was making, they approached him and told him, "Your mother and brothers are here for you." Jesus looked at the people gathered in a circle around him and said, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Death is a thief, robbing us of the company of those whom we love, separating mothers from sons, fathers from daughters, husbands from wives. This is the isolating result of our sin that separates us from those who we love through death. Sometimes this sin even creates a wedge in our family, dividing deep divisions throughout, setting member against member, estranging us from one another. Divorce doesn't help out with this, since it is only the tip of the iceberg that cuts through the bonds of blood. But Jesus calls us into community, into his family, the church. We are children of God, born in baptism, born of our Holy Virgin Mother, the church. The separation in Jesus' death is the death of our separation. The barrier of sin is torn down. The judgment of the law is lifted. The gates of our solitary confinement have opened wide. The death of Jesus on the cross brings us together in holy community. Gathered in his name, around his word, the baptism, the body and blood of Christ. Here we are bound together in his death and his life. There's a proverb that goes, "Blood runs thicker than water." While family ties are indeed strong, the baptismal waters run even thicker than blood, for it binds us together as one in the body of Christ, a communion that goes on forever. The bonds of blood end with death. Husbands and wives are in fact united as one flesh until death parts them. But our unity in the body of Christ goes on beyond death and the grave and on to resurrection and eternal life. Look around you and behold your brother, your sister, your family. He gives us to one another. Years later, John reflected on all of this in his first epistle, which he states, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. Now, may we all your loved ones be, all one holy family, loving, since your loved ones we see, hear us, holy Jesus. Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.